Joining us now, he's the head golf professional down at TPC Louisiana, home of the Zurich Classic. Matt Williamson joins us. Welcome into the golf shop, Matt.
Thanks, guys. Hope all is well.
Oh, man, it is. And big time coming up for you. I got to say, though, how did Brian Stewart feel that, you know, hey, you're the defending champion, but you know what? When you come back, bring a partner this time to play.
Yeah, I thought the same thing, but I think it's such an exciting format that I'm sure he's looking forward to, you know, having a partner to be able to defend. It's always difficult to defend a championship, especially at the Zurich. So I think he's looking forward to it.
Yeah. So kind of explain to our listeners if this tournament maybe snuck up on him a little bit. We might have heard about it, you know, months ago that it was going to be a different format. But kind of give our listeners a feel for what's different, what's going to happen, and how it's going to work.
Sure. So it is a two-man event. Alternate shot Thursday, best ball on Friday, and then they'll do a cut, and then Saturday, alternate shot, and then ending Sunday on with best ball.
Ah, so and true alternate shot, right?
No, so they'll tee off on they'll pick odds and evens each day.
Right.
So it's not your typical true alternate shot where you finish a putt and the next person tees off. So there'll definitely be some strategy involved with teams picking whether they're starting on odds and evens on Thursday and Sunday, Saturday.
Well, I mean, I'm interested to see these guys who are deciding to get together, Bowditch and Weekly and whatever. I'm curious, though, if there's somebody out there, kind of like Mark trying to get ready for prom night, who can't find anybody to dance with him. Do you have somebody who will go out and play with him, like maybe your club champion, like the odd number at the Masters?
Well, I don't know that we're at that point yet. I know there's alternates. I think the nice part about the field is that you know, the field is so strong this year at the Zurich Classic that you know, honestly, there's still a lot of players that I'm sure on the PGA Tour that would love to come if someone backed out or you know, or looking for a partner. So I don't think that I'll be teeing it up on one on Thursday or our club champion, thankfully for them. But I'm sure that we'll be able to find someone if they do.
Yeah, so does, like, the pressure immediately fall on Chris Stroud? I mean, now he's part of the defending champion team. I mean, it just kind of works out that way. So does he have to go through all the interviews that Brian Stewart would have to go through as well? Kind of interesting.
I would imagine there'll be one-on-one interviews with Mr. Stroud. I'm sure he's thankful of that, but you know, I think it'll take some pressure off of them both, because I think there'll be a lot of talk about the I mean, don't take anything away from them, obviously, but I think it'll take with the new format, there's a lot of excitement. I think there's going to be a lot of interviews. I think the media coverage is going to be significantly higher just from the buzz of having an event. And I think it's going to be a little bit more relaxed of an atmosphere with, you know, with a partner event.
Now, have you been surprised by any of the partnerships that have emerged? You know, not really surprising to see Jordan Spieth and Ryan Palmer teeing it up together. But have any of these bonds surprised you as they've come through?
The one that surprised me probably the most was J.B. Holmes and Bubba Watson. I think everyone in their minds wanted it to happen. I'm glad it did, but I remember seeing it on Twitter and going, oh, wow, how cool is that? That's, you know, two of the longest hitters on tour, playing a golf course like this, PDI design, risk reward. That was probably the one that, you know, I didn't see coming, but I probably should have.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of throw tournament records out the window. I mean, 15 under won last year. We've had this trend where we keep seeing events where, you know, guys are threatening that 59 and now Jim Furyk's 58 number. We see 60s and 61s and 62s. What are we realistically going to see, you know, better ball, and what could we see, you know, alternate shot? I mean, what kind of numbers do you think are out there for these guys, especially from the best ball standpoint?
Absolutely. You know, Luke Fairbaugh, our general manager, and I were talking about that this morning. You know, alternate shot, I think, you know, if both players are hitting it well, you know, I don't think it will be too difficult. But at the same time, if they're not, I think alternate shot, you know, it can definitely, you know, it can be a big swing, especially on Saturday. But what I would say is, you know, I would say that 2 to 3 under is at the minimum. I think alternate shot, if a team gets it going, they could shoot 6 under alternate shot. But I wouldn't be surprised to see some numbers in the 50s with best ball. You know, 10 under I think is a great score, but I could see someone, you know, just like you see someone shooting, going out and shooting 63 on their own ball. I can see a team going out and posting a number.
Well, and I'm sitting here looking at the scorecard, and it's obviously, even in this graphic, it's so obviously a Pete Dye course. And like you say, a lot of risk and reward, but it's different to play as teams, whether it's better ball or alternate shot. When you look at this scorecard all the way through, where do you see places that are going to present unique challenges based on this format, and where you might see some teams really find some luck and be able to score, or more importantly for me, where are we going to see them implode?
Right. I would, you know, on the front nine, I think, you know, starting with, you know, 1, 2 or I wouldn't say easy holes, but they're, you know, definitely opportunities for birdie. So I see those holes, especially in the best ball, you know, being birdie holes for the team. 3 and 4 and then 6, I think, are, you know, holes where you have a long par 3, you know, tough par 4. Where holes where, you know, you've got to put it in the fairway off the tee, or, you know, you're staring, especially an alternate shot, you're staring at bogey. So I think that hole, those kind of stretch 3 through 6 are probably the most difficult, you know, where you can implode. And obviously, you know, what we've been talking about here internally is, you know, like hole 13, the dogleg left par 4, where, you know, you can – or 12, you can get anywhere. You can hit driver to the green some days if they move the tee up, or you're laying up and hitting wedge. So it could be something where an alternate shot, everyone's laying up in the fairway, and then best ball, they're all ripping at the driver. So, and I think 16 with a tee, if it was up at all, with the water on the left, you know, especially in best ball, I could see someone hitting it over the bunker, and if that person hits it over, then the other person's going at it too.
Yeah,
so
that was what I was going to ask you. I mean, do you see the PGA Tour making it a little more risk reward in the best ball format to kind of give one guy, I mean, you know, in Bubba Watson and JB Holmes' case, I mean, maybe both guys just go ahead and take a run at it. But I mean, do you see the risk reward being set up that way on this golf course?
Well, based on past, you know, tee markers, they've definitely moved a few here and there each year, you know, up 20 yards or back a little bit. But I could definitely see that. You know, obviously I don't know that answer and can't say anything definitive, but I would imagine that there will definitely be some changes, maybe slight changes each day, kind of based on the format. So,
well, we're excited to be on with Matt Williamson from down at TPC Louisiana, hosting the Zurich Classic and the new, you know, team format, and we're talking about the way the course could be set up, and I'm looking at the scorecard. The third hole has probably the most variety in tee boxes in terms of distance. I mean, would you ever see them kind of having fun with it because it's a fun event, and you know, maybe have a hole like that play extra short one day and just see how these guys manage it, or are they always going to make it harder?
You know, I honestly can tell you I don't know that answer. You know, I've seen tour events around the country that have done that. I mean, it's certainly possible, but you know, I could see them moving it back. You know, 221, I think, is what the scorecard reads. Moving it up a tee to 170. They've certainly done that in the past, but you know, I can't answer that they'll move it up to 135 or 101. I'd be surprised.
Right. It would sure be fun to watch. Now, speaking of watching, if you know, you're going to be busy, but if you weren't busy, where would you go to watch this event on your home course?
I would say, you know, I would say 9 is always a great hole to watch. You know, longer par 3, water on the left. I think it's an exciting, especially with the grandstands around it. You know, I think you see people, it's a tough hole. So, you know, to see those tough shots get close, I think it gives you a perspective of how good the players are. I also like moving back a little bit and watching 8, with it being a short par 4, that some of the, you know, longer hitters, more accurate drivers are going at it, especially with the new format. I think it's a great great hole to watch them try to drive the green if they do, and then if they miss the green, watching them have that very difficult short game shot or, you know, hitting out of a pot bunker, you know, to watch them hit those shots that, you know, we all hit on a daily basis.
All right, so having a feel for conditions and having sort of a sense of how the course is going to set up, we know 15 under, you know, for one player last year. Kind of give me a prediction. I mean, do we think maybe somebody's going to have to shoot like 8 under in each of the, you know, the best ball rounds and maybe like 4 under in the alternate shots? So I mean, we're gaining on like 24 under or something like that.
Could be
is
obscene.
That what we're thinking?
I mean, this is the first year, so I think my guess is as good as yours. But if I'm given a good estimate, I would say, I mean, 24 is a good number. I could see it, you know, I could see it up to 28 as well. I think if you get it going on the best ball and you can hang on an alternate shot, I think it's there. So we can revisit next year and I'll give you a better guess on the 2018 Zurich Classic, but. But yeah, I definitely could see with the course conditions, the weather. I mean, you could definitely see it to get up close to 30. I think.
All right. Well, Matt, before we let you go, we want to take you out to the teaching facility and find out what you're seeing from students. I mean, what we hear around the country is everybody has students who come in and they say, I want to get 20 more yards on my drive. I want to outdrive my buddies. And all of the professionals stand there and shake their heads and think, well, boy, it wouldn't be great if I could get them over to putt and chip a little bit more. Ideally, imagining you see the same thing, ideally, if you were dividing an hour's worth of practice time between the driving range and a chipping area and the putting area, how would you ask your students ideally to divide their time practicing?
Well, I would say, you know, that you're absolutely right. You get that a lot. And I would say, you know, if you're getting ready to go play, I think that's different than if you're just practicing. If you're just practicing, I would say, you know, hitting 15 or 20 minutes on the practice tee, starting hitting a few wedges, hitting, you know, 7 and 8 irons, whatever club that is, and then, you know, hitting 4 or 5 drivers to get loose. But like many others, I'm sure you've heard, hitting around the short game is the most important thing. Bunker shots around the greens, little 50 and 60 yard shots. So I would probably tell my students, you know, 30 to 40 minutes at least on the short game putting green. And then, you know, enough to get warm and, you know, occasionally maybe a little longer on the practice tee if you're working on something.
All right. So Matt, can people come play this course? You know, if they're down in the area?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're open, completely open to the public and, you know, open throughout the year. We actually open May 2nd, after the Tuesday after the Zurich Classic. So absolutely open to the public and, it's going to be in great shape.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time. We look forward to a great event down there and, we're going to see where that score goes to in this new format.
Well, I appreciate you allowing me to come on, and hopefully you don't hold me to that number I told you.
We will, definitely. So hang on to it. Thanks a lot, man.